Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 170 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you again to all of you who listen to the show. We just passed 2 million downloads. Sounds like I'm in Austin Powers there. $1 million. No, we've just passed 2 million downloads, and it's only been 7 months. This is incredible. A lot of you are talking about how you love this show. Some of you even love it better than the Smart Passive Income podcast, and I just think that's so cool. So thank you again so much for listening. Also, thank you to our sponsors today, an awesome company I've been using a lot of lately. That is lynda.com, L-Y-N-D-A.com. This is a site, for those of you who don't know, that you can go to get educated and watch incredibly professionally done videos on anything from business to photography to, I mean, there's just so many amazing things and great tools, very easy to follow. And you can also learn on the go with the mobile apps on lynda.com. One monthly low price gives you unlimited access to over 100,000 tutorials. And you can get a 7-day free trial right now if you go to lynda.com. Again, that's lynda.com/askpat. Again, 7-day free trial if you check that out. Cool. Now let's get to today's question from Michael.
Hi, Pat. Michael here. Thank you for all that you do. I really appreciate it. My doubt is about domains. You know, based on some of your posts in SPI and previous answers here on Ask Pat, you've made it clear to us the importance of having good domains and securing them for the purposes of our branding. As we work on our site, we come up with different ideas and products that could be brandable and fit into a bigger brand, just like you've done with Ask Pat, which fits into Smart Passive Income. So it's important to register those domains as soon as possible, but we might not be able to launch or implement that idea just yet. So my question is, what happens to a domain we've registered but aren't using right away? And do you have any suggestions on how to use those domains while they sit idle? Thank you. I really appreciate all that you do. Take care. Have a good one.
Hey, Michael, thank you for listening to the show and my other show, too. It's so cool. Now, to answer your question, I'm going to first start with why domains are important for those of you out there who are listening who might not understand sort of where this question is coming from. In previous episodes of Ask Pat and the Smart Passive Income podcast and many of the blog posts on smartpassiveincome.com as well, you could see that I actually use a lot of domain names, actual domain names, not just like the root domain and then sort of some other word, but actually, you know, the root domain is a totally brand new registered domain that I use within my brand. For example, when you go to askpat.com and actually redirects you to the Ask Pat page on smartpassiveincome.com, if you go to, let's see what else, ebooksthesmartway.com, which is the title of my free giveaway for my ebook, it takes you to a page on smartpassiveincome.com, you know, smartpassiveincome.com/ebooks-the-smart-way. And that's the landing page for that, where you could sign up for that book and get that for free. And you could see right there why I do it. It's so much easier to say, oh, go to ebooksthesmartway.com as opposed to ebooks-the-smartway.com. smart dash the or whatever it is, right? It's so much easier. It's even easier for me to say than the long ones. And yes, there are tools out there that can make it easy to do something like smartpassiveincome.com/book. That's using a WordPress plugin called PrettyLink, which there's a free version and then a paid version. The free version is actually the one I use, and that works really well. But for your most important stuff, getting a domain name, actually buying a completely brand new domain name that then forwards to a particular page on your site or to some other thing that you have, or you know, you might even purchase that for a future project, like you were saying, Michael, that you might not be able to implement right now. So to answer your question, well, what do you do with those when you don't actually have the resources to use them, or maybe it's something that you're planning to use in the future, but you don't have the resources yet to implement those, or you're, you know, you're being smart and you're focusing on what you need to focus on now, although you are also planning ahead for the future. I mean, I think this is a great question. There's a lot of things you could do with that page. You could redirect it to a page on your site. You know, you could have it forward. And if you buy your domain through something like, or wherever you buy your domain, you can always forward it to another page. And so if it makes sense for, you know, say you have this project in mind in the future that's going to utilize this domain name, which is really nice, but you also talk about it on other pages on your site too, you can temporarily forward it to those pages on your site that already exist about that topic. And then if you were to mention it in passing, whether in a podcast or an interview or a YouTube channel, or say, hey guys, I'm going to get something ready for you in the future. In the meantime, go to this domain name, which kind of gets them ready, gets them listening, you know, hearing that domain name so that when it comes in the future, it's already implanted in their heads. You could do that. You could sort of, again, link to a temporary article or blog post about that topic that you're going to be then creating a website for or redirecting to a new landing page for in the future. You could also do something like if you are planning on coming out with something in the future and you're not quite there yet, but you can spend a little bit of time, and with a lot of tools out there, it's even, you know, very little time to put up a landing page. You could use a tool like Lead Pages, which I've mentioned a lot here on the show. If you go to askpat.com/leadpages, you could check out that software, which makes it incredibly easy to create any sort of landing page. And, you know, there's a whole bunch of templates there. I'm actually an advisor for the company, but I'm not going to try and pitch it to you here. But that is my affiliate link, askpat.com/leadpages, if you're interested in it. And you can have that domain become a lead page where you can just collect emails in anticipation for what you're going to do in the future. And what's cool with lead pages is you actually can have it host, you know, you can have your lead page hosted on lead pages. So you just simply redirect to that lead page with that URL. And again, you're sort of having that up there temporarily, but it's actually serving a purpose. It's actually there to collect, you know, to build hype and build buzz and excitement, but also get people primed and have them subscribe to a list where then you can keep in contact with them as you move forward with that project, or whenever it's ready, you can then have a list already there to drive people to back to that page. Or you can just do what, you know, I even do this. I just let some of those sit there. You know, I'm using most of the ones I have, but I do have some domain names for future projects that just aren't ready yet. Either I haven't gotten to the lead page, or it's just, you know, it doesn't fit in my brand yet, but I have it there just in case, and they're just sitting there. They're just sitting there. And the thing is, when you're just letting your domain sit there, you are going to have to pay every year. However, it's, you know, to me, it's worth it for those domain names that I do have. Now, you can go a little bit overboard. I know a number of people who have hundreds of domain names, and they're paying yearly for those. And, you know, just a little tip, if you are buying hundreds of domain names that are just sitting there, you might benefit from contacting the company you are buying those domains from, whether it's GoDaddy or, you know, your hosting company. You might be able to get a discount. I know GoDaddy, for example, has some special discounts for bulk domain purchasing and upgrading and things like that. So, you know, you can save a little bit of money that way as well. You could also save money if you're buying domain names in the future by going through something like GoDaddy. Again, just for your domain name, you could still host on another company. But GoDaddy has these 99-cent domains, or they have, you know, you could do searches for coupons for that month. You know, if it's September 2014, you could type in GoDaddy September 2014 coupon, and you might be able to get a domain name for, like, I don't know, just a couple bucks. And actually, here's a great tip. If you are going through GoDaddy, which makes it a little bit harder because it's, you know, if it's not tied to your hosting, you know, the easiest thing to do is say, hey, you know, for example, if you're on Bluehost, which is the hosting company I recommend if you're just getting started out, you can add domain names, unlimited domain names to your hosting account. However, you will have to pay $10 a year. And the thing is about that, it's just really easy. You know, it's on your host already and it's there and you could start working with it. You could start forwarding right away and building off of that if it's something you're going to build off of. But if you want to save a lot more money, you can go to Google, type in GoDaddy in the search, not in your URL, but in the search. And then when the search comes up, you'll notice these links underneath the link for GoDaddy. There's like sort of sublinks. There's one that says 99-cent domain names, and you could check that out. And oftentimes you can get your new .coms or new .nets or .orgs there for 99 cents only for the first year. And then, of course, if you have that domain, over time you'll have to keep paying for it. I, for example, have my kids' names for a domain. And, you know, I don't have any landing page or there's no reason to collect email addresses on my kids' names right now, but they're there for when they're ready to use them. And, you know, that's a great tip if you're a parent and you have a kid and you want to just hook your kid up in the future with a domain name, you know, go ahead and grab it now if possible. Cool. So I hope that answers your question, Michael. There's a lot of different things you could do beyond just letting it sit there and you having to pay for it. Like I said, landing pages or redirecting to pages on your site that are relevant to it. So thank you so much for your question, Michael. And the Ask Pat Teacher is headed your way. You'll get an email from my assistant very soon about that. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. And also want to thank today's amazing sponsor, which is lynda.com. Seriously, education doesn't stop after you stop school. Like, it's a lifelong thing. And for education online today, the best platform I feel is lynda.com. I'm going through a couple courses right now, a couple business-related courses, but also one in photography that is teaching me how to use my DSLR camera on modes other than automatic, if you know what I mean. And there's new courses added daily. Like I said, incredibly high quality. You can learn on the go and unlimited access for one low monthly price. And you can get a 7-day free trial, 7 days for free. And check it out. Go to lynda.com/askpat. Awesome. Thanks so much. And as always, I like to end with a quote. And today's quote is from Damon Richards. And he says, "Your customer doesn't care how much you know until they know how much you care." Cheers. Take care. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable. And the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.